My home area is here, quite not far from here. I'm born near around Marlal here, and I came from a non-Christian family. My father was not a Christian, nor my mother. Although my mother, she became a Christian after me, because I witnessed, and she accepted Christ. I became a Christian when I was full grown up. I went to school even I was 18 years old. I was helped by a missionary named Bob Big. He was a BCMS missionary. He found me. I was just an Samburu warrior, ordinary warrior. And I worked with him in his house for a short time, about 9 months. And then after then, he became sick himself, and he went back to England. And I showed interest of becoming a Christian because I was attending church services. I was trying to copy the life of Christians, but I couldn't really succeed because I was not changed myself. And then in 1962, I met one of Maasai men, Christian. He was a church army officer working in the church, and he also witnessed to me very much, and I thought, well, when I saw him, I realized even Africans could, and he was young like me, more or less older than me, and I felt, I realized an African could become a Christian, and that was actually the first reality which touched in my life, because I was regarding missionaries, they are white people, well, so I couldn't really believe that an African could become a Christian. Because before then, I haven't seen any African who was a Christian. And then one day, they taught me slowly by slowly, those missionaries who are left after Bobby went back. And then they taught me how to read and write. I hardly knew very little then. It was 1962. And then one day, they gave me a Maasai New Testament. I knew a little bit how to read. And then I read the book of Revelation. I could say really, it was the Holy Spirit came to me, revealed the word to me, and then I realized I was a sinner, and I need a savior. And I had to repent, got into my knees and kneel down and prayed, and the Lord accepted me. And then during my conversion, the very moment, the Lord showed me, reminded me, there were brothers and sisters of mine who are living like me before that moment. And then I asked him, I was praying and crying bitterly, shedding my tears, because I realized I was in a terrible, terrible condition, far from God, rebelling against him. I didn't know Christ. And I prayed, Lord, help me to get these two things, to know how to read your word so that I can read to somebody else. Especially, I was reviving my brothers. I couldn't remember anybody else apart from my own family. Secondly, I said to Lord, make me able to witness. I don't know how to witness, but you can make me if you want to. And then after a very short time, those missionaries, I think they saw me, that God had worked in my life, and they decided to take me to school, nearby school, here in Marlal. They took me to school. I was 18 years old, and then from then, I continued as a Christian. After finishing school, I joined the ministry. So I praise the Lord, because my mother now, as I said before, she was not a Christian. She became a Christian after me. She's now a Christian.